Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Academy Podcast for 2010.
The first one.
I am Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we're your podcast personal trainers for today. 01-01-10.
It's kind of intense.
It kind of is. If you're planning on getting married with having a cool date, this is you have, what, 2 more years? 10, 11, and 12. Other than that, because you can get married on 10, 10, 10. 12, 12, 12, 11, or 11, 11, 11, 11.
Yeah.
You have those three dates if you want a really cool one. I guess you can do
06, 08, 010.
Yeah.
6, 8, 10.
6, 8, well, yeah. Or you can, yeah. You can do that. But I'm thinking, like, past year 12. I guess you could do, like, the 31st. You could do 3, 1, 1, 1, 1, 3. So it's like 3 with a bunch of 1s with a 3 at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, nope. Oh, yeah, 13, yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to...
That would be kind of cool.
You'd have to mess around with some of those other ones, but yeah.
First, so that'd be... Oh, wait, does November have a 31st?
No.
Nope. Never mind.
Nope, it doesn't.
Yep. Suckers. You couldn't even do that. Oh, well. Today we're keeping it short, we're keeping it sexy, because you guys probably nursing a hangover. I know I will probably not be. I'm really good at not getting hangovers, even despite my heavy drinking.
Gatorade is my best friend.
Gatorade, we should have told you guys that yesterday.
Oh, well.
Gatorade is a great hangover preventer. Sure.
Drink that right before you go to bed.
Yeah. I'd give it a half hour so you can pee.
Yeah, I wouldn't be like, as you're in bed laying down, drinking it, but that should be your last drink of the night.
Yeah. Have about half of a normal one. Glass of water, you're set. Well, this is great information to give out now.
Yeah.
Oh, well, suckers.
Or, I mean, even if you're hungover right now, start drinking Gatorade. It'll help you out faster.
Yeah, it has electrolytes in it, and it hydrates you quick, and blah, blah, blah. So, for today, we are going to give you some of our goals for 2010. We're going to start, we're only going giving you our year goals. We're not going for our long-term goals. You know, like 30-year goals.
Oh, just the year.
Just the year. How do you want to do this? You want to do every month, or you want to do 3, 6, 9, 12?
Let's just go with, like, big ones.
All right, what's your first big one, then? Give me an example.
First big one is by the end of 2010, hope to have all my clientele done.
Okay.
In the realm of personal trainers.
Like, have your
personal training. Like, have my full hours and everything like that.
Okay. My big one, by the end of 2010, I want to be in the six figures. Making six figures.
Okay.
$8,333 a month.
8,333,
repeating, of course.
Okay.
That's what it evens out, comes out to. And that's, I mean, I think that's attainable. I've worked that out. If you guys want an inside look at the money of training, that's 2 boot camps. 40 people total, so 20 per boot camp, each paying $200 a month. It's a little bit under it. So then if I have some personal clients on top of that, set.
Sweet.
Yeah. So that's goal number, that's my big time goal. That's like.
So that's, okay.
Yeah, that's gross. That's not net.
Yeah.
Yeah. So probably net in $50,000, yeah. 50, minus taxes.
Okay.
That's a big one. What's another one for you, T?
Let's see, another one is I would like to get my body 205,
okay,
around 12% body fat to 10%.
Okay.
Physical goal.
I think mine is, well, my short-term physical goal is to get, to lose, drop 10 pounds before the 6th of February.
Yeah.
So that put me at just roughly under 205. I'd like to make it to 190, 195, but that would kick my ass. Mm-hmm. That would be one of the hardest months ever. Which, I mean, it's doable. It would just suck ass.
Yeah.
Because it would be all protein shakes all the time, and Tyler would not have a friend in me.
That is very true.
Yeah. What's another one for you, T?
It's kind of freaky to say out loud, but probably get engaged.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys have been talking about that?
No, but I'm talking about it now on the podcast in my mental mind.
Okay.
I figure by the end of it,
yeah.
I mean, it's a year.
That's true. Yeah, no, I'll give you that. Okay. Yeah, I guess on that line, I'd definitely like to have a serious girlfriend by the end, by 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
Because we'll figure things out in February, won't we?
Yes, we will.
Because everyone, you guys have no clue about how much crap I'm getting about taking Anna to Costa Rica. And the thing,
you were going to say Puerto Rico, weren't you? Because I've been saying Puerto Rico all the time, and people have been correcting me. It's like, you guys aren't even going on this trip. But
I think I'm saying Portland.
Oh.
Which, because I was thinking about my buddy Ben and Lizzie.
Okay.
Which are two buddies, so buddies. Yes, should I give them the skinny?
Yeah, story time. Let's go. This is great. So, this will fill me in.
Anna and I have known each other since the second semester that I was at Westmont.
Yes. So,
Years. I don't even know. 2006.
Yeah, so about 3 to 4 years.
Three and a half years.
Yeah.
Anna just came back from a semester abroad. I believe it was in France.
Oh, I was going to say Zimbabwe.
Because she speaks French fluently.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. She spent a lot of time over there. And she and I, hit it off. We're really good friends, blah, blah, blah. Senior year, I had a major crush on her. So I was like, hey, you want to see what happens with this? She was like, no. So I guess a month later, she was like, that was foolish. I was like, whatever. And moved on. But she, I guess, was like, no. So we played tag pretty much. And so over the years, we've just been really good friends. And she's in Tennessee now, and I'm in California. So we really, that's no way to start a relationship. And I don't even know if we would start, it needs some fleshing out.
There will be fleshing out in Costa Rica.
That sounds so terribly sexual.
Oh, and it was meant to be.
Okay, good. I'm just glad that, we're on the same page. So that's, mom, there you go. That's the story.
There it is.
Because I know that she's been waiting for it. So that's the story with Anna. And a great girl.
Have your parents met her?
Nope. No, I've met her parents. Her parents are great. They're hilarious. That's that.
Okay. So serious girlfriend,
Serious girlfriend in the next little while. I'm done with the flirting around, I'm ready to get into a relationship where I might get hurt.
Oh, that's so romantic and nice.
And awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's keep going. What are some other goals that you might have, Tyler?
I had one, and it was something that was good, too. I would like to be training regularly in boxing, or have picked up jiu-jitsu.
I want to take up Muay Thai. I've decided. I'm taking up Muay Thai.
Okay.
Definitely gonna take up Muay. Because I love the way that Anderson Silva fights, and I was like, well, why not? If I like the way he fights, why not?
Yeah.
That's some training that, and it's something I would never want to teach, just do for my own pleasure.
For your own sake.
Yeah, because bro, it's just a cool style of fighting. So I definitely like that. Mm-hmm. One of my goals is to get into a master's program, be it kinesiology or nutrition. One of those two is really where I'm heading. And no matter how much I made fun of dietitians the other night, I've been seriously considering going down that path because the ADA, the American Dietetics Association, might not be the best organization, but they're pretty well respected when it comes to food. So my mom pointed it out well. Yeah, once you get that, you can pretty much say whatever the hell you want. You're absolutely right. I can say whatever I want and people will believe me.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I would say something wrong,
but
intentionally, but it ups the credibility.
It does.
So, well, what's another goal, T?
Probably not work for anybody.
Hmm.
work for just myself 100%.
Yeah.
Would be my end goal.
I'd like to either be owning our own gym or managing the Pilates, or both, managing the Pilates section at Sport and Fitness. I would love that. I would really like that. Because, I mean, no matter how much I really like, there's no management to the Pilates section. Our group exerciser director took it over, but, I mean, he's so busy. I would like to take it on as a part-time role.
Okay.
I think he needs the help, and I think I can do a great job at it. And then I'd love to have our own little mini studio and be running the boot camps out of there.
Yeah.
Because there's a space right under my mom's studio out in Concord, which is exact. It's like pretty much the size of from her kitchen to there, but a little bit wider.
Okay.
That might, I mean, it'd be a cool place to start. So.
Let's see. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of my, in my mental mind,
as opposed to your unmental mind?
Yeah. It's, like, that's becoming more of, like, once we get back from Costa Rica type of a concept, just so you mentally and I can be on the same page.
Right. Sounds good. Sounds good. What else is there? I guess, also, I'd like to get posed running certified this year.
Okay.
I'd really like that because I really either pose or chi running, one of the two. Because that's a good certification, and I love running. And also, I plan on running a marathon this year.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely plan on, because I'm running a half in Sacramento in July, and I might run a half in March, depending on how I feel. So my I don't know if our listeners know, but I hurt my ankle. Playing flag football, barefoot.
Doesn't sound like the smartest idea.
Well, the thing was, it was muddy, so I was like, I can grip with my toes, blah, 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 and when I slide. But I slid, and it was my fault. I bent my knee, and I tucked my foot under my body, and my left leg gave out, while my right leg went under my body, so all my weight was on the ankle. It was just bad. Okay. So, but it's getting better. Getting a lot better. I almost can jog on it now.
That's good.
Yeah. So, there's that. There's that. Any other goals that we have for this year?
I think to not waste money.
Oh.
I think that's something that I do on a more frequent basis. Like, just, like, eating out when I don't really need to and that kind of stuff.
Right.
I can do that. Being more money conscious.
Okay. That's good. It's a good one. I would take that, too. And, yeah. Just be, you know what, for me, I would like to begin the journey of success this year. I feel like both of us have just kind of been dicking around.
Yeah.
And for me, success is to be able to do what I want, when I want, as often as I'd like.
Yes.
And so to begin doing that, because I want to travel so bad this year. I mean, sure, I got Costa Rica, but I want to go to Australia. I want to go to the World Cup in New Zealand.
What's that?
2011. I want to go there. So I want to have the financial freedom and stability to be able to do that.
To do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because to me, that's a big deal. Like, to be able to and not have to worry about it. Because the sad thing with trainers is it's a great profession, but there's not a lot of financial stability in it. When you're not working, you're not making money. There is no sick pay. There is no time off.
Yeah.
If you're not working, you're not making money. So... no matter how much I love it, that sucks, and I want to find a way to make money while I'm not working.
Yes.
So, that will be going into 2011, 2012. So, what else you got, T?
I think that's about it, really, on my big, big, big goals.
Okay. Any small goals? Like, I don't know, light candles more often?
I'm trying to keep my room more organized on a random note and just clean more.
Yeah. I think, keeping the apartment cleaner would be good. And maybe by the end of the year, move to a different place. So I like it here, but I don't know.
We'll have to figure that out.
No,
maybe. But yeah, maybe. Think when the lease gets up to look a little.
Yeah, I'd like to live in a house. You know? I like houses. So.
Okay.
Or maybe I would like to move towards the city a little bit more. But that's just me.
Okay.
Who knows?
Cool. Sounds good.
All right. Well, that will do it for us today. Hopefully, you guys learned something more about us. Maybe found some...
Or learned something about yourself.
...goals that you can do. Tyler, why don't you take us out?
Let's go with Yippee-ki-yay.
Yippee-ki-yay. You guys have a great day, and enjoy the first day of the year. Go out and do something fun. Maybe hit a hike or whatever. I'll talk to you on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. Peace.